AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the Supreme Court made a tragic error in overturning Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
The president says he's stunned the court scrapped a ruling that for nearly half a century has protected women's rights to make their own health choices.
Let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
Blasting the court's conservative majority for taking the unprecedented step of expressly stripping a constitutional right.
This decision must not be the final word.
While he'll do all he can, the president says Congress must restore Roe's protections as federal law, and voters in November must make sure there are enough lawmakers to do it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says it's the most important pro-life ruling in American history.
By a vote of 6-3, the court affirmed that the power to protect unborn life is returned to the people and their elected representatives. The people have won a victory.
Former President Donald Trump says the decision will work out for everybody. The House has given final approval to a compromise gun bill that passed last night in the Senate and now goes to President Biden for his signature. This is Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Let us not judge this legislation for what is not in it, but respect it for what it does. And what it does is save lives.
Passage comes following mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. The legislation was crafted by senators from both parties. The International Olympic Committee will not add a women's Nordic combined to the 2026 Winter Games, a decision that confirms skiing as the only Olympic sport lacking gender equality. Stocks remain high on Wall Street. This is AP News. A new study estimates nearly 20 million lives were saved by coronavirus vaccines during the first year.
Scientists at Imperial College London used data from 185 countries, excepting China, to create their model. The main finding was that a catastrophic 19.8 million COVID-19 deaths were prevented by the vaccination effort in the first 12 months. That includes 1.9 million people in the United States alone. The model was based on estimates of how many more deaths than usual occurred. Using only reported deaths, the number saved is still a staggering 14.4 million, lead author Oliver Watson.
We estimate that one in five deaths that occurred due to COVID-19 in low-income countries would have been prevented if those targets had been reached.
Adam Finn with the University of Bristol Medical School says the findings underscore both the achievements and the shortcomings of the vaccination campaign.
We can't just say, oh, well, we've learned what to do now and just give the vaccine to everyone and it'll be fine. It's more complicated than that.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.